This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we are talking about the Glide Wildflower Show that is coming up here this month, April 25th and 26th. And joining us to talk more about it is Janice Wimberly. And Janice, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on the Morning Conversation.
Thanks for having me.
So we've got the Glide Wildflower Show coming up later this month out at the Glide Community Center. Well, how excited are you guys about this event? It sounds like it's been a long-standing, a long-running event that goes on. And just how excited are you guys for putting together yet another year of the Wildflower Show?
Well, it's a great event for Douglas County and Glide in particular. Pretty amazing the level of organization and participation from people all over our community.
How long have you guys been putting this event on?
Well, it began in 1965 and pretty small at that point, but it's grown to over 200 volunteers and between 600 and 700 specimens.
Wow. That is impressive out there. So for those that maybe are hearing about it for the first time, let's dig into a little bit about just kind of what the event really is here. Obviously, Wildflower Show, it seems somewhat self-explanatory, but for folks that might be attending this year, what are they going to be getting the opportunity to see at the Wildflower Show?
Well, it's the largest and oldest display of native plants in the Pacific Northwest. The plants are collected from 43 different routes, and they stretch from up the North Umpqua out to the coast down into southern Oregon. So there might be quite a few plants that you're not familiar with. And then they're artfully displayed in a really cool collection of vases that we've built up over the years.
Hmm. So just a really large and it sounds like a kind of in-depth collection of things that are found in our region. And, you know, what's the kind of the reason behind it? I mean, obviously, this is a passion for probably many people that are involved in this, to be able to be around plants and being around nature here in our region of the state of Oregon and in the Pacific Northwest. But what do you guys feel like the purpose is of putting this event on? Is it just the education of what we have for nature here in our area?
Right. I'd say the top purpose is education. All of the plants are arranged by family, genus, and species. So there's the educational part of it. We emphasize appreciation because wildflowers need to be appreciated in order to be conserved and their environment conserved.
Do you guys, involved in the event this year, do you guys have education about why native plants and native wildflowers are important to our everyday life and to life here in the Pacific Northwest?
Right. There are some programs during the show, including the display of flowers, but there's a guided wildflower walk both Saturday and Sunday. There are a couple of special speakers talking about native plants in our landscape, and then another one on Sunday about herbs and medicinal plants.
So this is quite a wide breadth of information there, that not only just learning about the plants here, but sounds like people could also get some information about how they might incorporate wildflowers into their own landscaping and their house, as well as ways that they may even be able to use it in food and medicine. It sounds like
exactly.
You guys are covering all sorts of topics.
There are actually native plants for sale at the show, and native plant seeds for sale.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask about that, whether everything was just for display only or if you guys had plants for sale as well.
Yes, the Wildwood native plants are for sale.
Awesome.
And there's also, I say, a special talk about using them in your own garden.
Wow. Okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event going on out there. You mentioned the wildflower walk that you guys are going to be going on. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that might entail and what people might expect if they are interested in trying to attend for that?
Well, the walk on Saturday happens at 11, so we meet at the Glide Community Center. The one on Sunday is at 2:30, and one of our council members, who is a very experienced plant person, will lead the walk.
Well,
it's up the North Umpqua. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to just say that it sounds like you guys have a full weekend in store for everybody involved, and that's going to be a blast up there. Can you give us some just kind of some final details on how people, the time, and where they should be if they want to get a chance to take part in all of the events that are coming up for the Glide Wildflower Show?
Okay, the show hours are from 9 to 5 both days. There's a special hour from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. for photographers. If you want to come and just take pictures before the crowds show up, you have.
Janice, are you still with us there?
Oh, sorry, your
phone cut out just a moment there. But
they're homemade pies for sale, and then of course Glide has several nice restaurants.
Yes. Absolutely. A great way to spend a weekend or just a day maybe out in Glide, taking a look at what's going on with the Glide Wildflower Show. We're talking with Janice Wimberly here on The Morning Conversation to get more details. Is there a website or any place that people could go online if they want to find more information about?
There's a lot of good information on our website, glidewildflowershow.org.
Again, it is coming up here later this month, April 25th and 26th at the Glide Community Center. It's the Glide Wildflower Show, and joining us is Janice Wimberly to talk more about it. Janice, really appreciate the time, and I hope that the event goes off without a hitch, and you guys have a wonderful time out there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is The Morning Conversation here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.